And would you please stand for the gospel reading as you're able? Today's gospel reading is John chapter 6, verse 35 and verses 41 through 51. The living bread that came down from heaven. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They were saying, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not complain amongst yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." This is the gospel of Christ. Glory to you, O Christ. Amen.
Shalom to you, everyone. So good to have you. How many of you have been watching 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games? Oh, okay. Oh, good number. All right. Yeah. In the midst of the pandemic crisis, it has been a special and unique celebration of the global community. And today is the last day of the Olympic Games, but actually, because the Tokyo time is 16 hours ahead of us, same as Seoul, it's already Monday in Tokyo, so Olympic Games are already over. In 2016, the hosting city was Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. In 2024, next Olympics, Paris, France, will be the hosting city. Then in 2028, hosting city will be Los Angeles, yeah. Los Angeles, California, USA, yeah. When one city takes a turn to be the host for an event, such as Olympics, all other cities and countries become guests. This role-reversing mode is common in our lives, everywhere. Speaking of guest and host, I came across an inspiring Eucharistic blessing from the Scottish island of Iona. The first part goes like this. Jesus was always the guest in the homes of Peter and Jairus, Martha and Mary, Joanna and Susanna. He was always the guest at the meal tables of the wealthy, where he pleaded the case of the poor. He was always the guest, upsetting polite company, befriending isolated people, welcoming the stranger. He was always the guest. And here is the second part of the blessing from the Iona community. Quote, "But here at this table, he is the host. Those who wish to serve him must first be served by him, Those who want to follow him must first be led by him. Those who would wash his feet must first let him make them clean. For this is the table where God intends us to be nourished. This is the time when Christ can make us new. Jesus Christ, who has set our tables, now invites us to be guests at his, unquote. What a beautiful blessing that describes Jesus not only as the guest, but also as the host. Yes, Jesus is the guest, the eternal guest, knocking at your door of your heart to come into your life. This is one of the most famous paintings of American artist Werner Solomon. The title is Jesus Knocking on the Door. Well, different one, I guess. It is up to you to open your heart and welcome him into your life. Revelation 3:20 says, "Listen, I am standing at the door, knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to you and eat with you, and you with me." However, the role of Jesus as the guest in your heart will shift into the role of the master of your heart, the ultimate host in your Christian life. This amazing role transition happens in the church life. Jesus is our guest at our every gathering, every fellowship, and every event. However, there is one of the very special occasions when Jesus becomes the host. It's Holy Communion. Every Sunday, first Sunday of the month, our church shares Holy Communion. Always, almost always, the invitation liturgy from the United Methodist Book of Worship begins with these words, quote, "Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who honestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another," unquote. We remember those words of grace. Our Lord Jesus, as the eternal host, welcomes you, embraces you, and feeds you with his precious flesh and blood. This is the exact point Jesus is making in this morning's gospel reading, John verse 51. "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." Speaking of bread, can you smell the aroma of a bread that is being baked right now? You can open up your mask a little bit and then smell. Free your nose for a while. Smell. Can you smell? If you cannot smell, raise your hand. We must see your doctor. even though, you know, probably, yeah, because everyone in this sanctuary in person, I'm sorry, not the online person or telephone. If you are here, you can smell. And thanks to Leanne Salmon for bringing a portable bread machine, bread maker, for baking a loaf of bread. She timed it, right? And thank you. This is a really perfect timing. I can smell it. And if you cannot smell, you can sit closer. It is another reminder for us of that Jesus is the living bread from heaven. Last Sunday was a grace-filled Holy Communion Sunday, as always. After celebrating the communion, we sang the sending hymn, Let Us Be Bread. The hymn's refrain goes like this: Let us be bread, blessed by the Lord, broken and shared, life for the world. Let us be wine, love freely poured. Let us be one in the Lord. Yes, through the communions, we give thanks to God for being the beloved guest of Jesus. But after the communion, we are called to become host for the world by inviting everyone and welcoming everyone. The hospice chaplain and writer Jane Herring in the Upper Room Disciplines Devotions writes, quote, to receive Jesus' bread of life, we must serve and be served. The bread that will meet our soul's hunger and the water that will satisfy our soul's thirst is Christ. When we can be the host, we must serve. When we find ourselves in need, we must be willing to be served, unquote. One of the best Bible accounts that shows that Jesus begins his role as a stranger, then a guest, and finally a host is from Luke chapter 24. This well-known story is called The Walk to Emmaus. I love this story and hope you do too. This is a famous public domain 1877 painting, The Way to Emmaus, by the Swiss artist Robert Zind. Two depressed and disappointed disciples were walking on the way to Emmaus. They did not know about the resurrection event yet. They had only seen how Jesus died on the cross helplessly. So they had given up everything and were heading back home. On the way, the resurrected Jesus appeared to these two disciples. However, they never realized who this unknown traveler was. To them, Jesus was seen as just a stranger. Then in the village, this stranger Jesus was invited to stay and eat with the disciples. Jesus, now as a guest, was having a meal with them. Amazingly, when Jesus was blessing for the bread, his role was becoming the host. Luke chapter 24, verses 30 and 31. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. From a stranger to a guest, then a host. This is the 1622 painting of the Emmaus disciples by the Dutch painter Abraham Bloemaerstert. Jesus' role transitions also teach us how to transform ourselves from strangers to guests and from guests to the host. While you can see similar patterns in many organizations or groups or even family relationships, you can experience the same pattern in your church life and church membership. Generally, your faith journey begins as a stranger. Then once you get used to the church life, you attend the church as a guest, right? You normally make church friends and participate in various activities and worship, but you always remain as a guest until you finally decide to join the church as a member. This is a very significant transition time for you to become a faithful disciple of Christ as a host. Being a host, you would assume your role to invite and welcome strangers and guests into the fellowship. Get it? Yeah, what a blessed transition and transformation as your role shift and enjoy your faithful and fruitful life. Yes, just as Jesus is the eternal guest and host, you are called to become like Jesus, the bread of life, the ultimate life giver. God loves you. God loves you unconditionally. God loves you no matter what. God embraces you who you are. God welcomes you as you are, with no string attached. God helps you as you are growing in Christ. God always accepts you, respects you, and sustains you in all circumstances. Yes, you are forever loved as a child of God, as a beloved guest. And God gently invites you to move forward from being a mere guest to a caring host, so that you can actively follow Jesus by sharing God's love with everyone. As we have been resuming our in-person gatherings, some of us anxiously are asking questions. Will all the people come back, return? I believe this question is not limited to our own church, but every church in the U.S. and every church around the world. For over a year, a great deal of things has happened in the lives of our members. Some of us have passed away. Some of us have moved to another state. Some have found new churches in their new places. Some have found themselves medically challenged, or things in their lives and lifestyles have been changed for good. Yes, our lives are full of transitions. However, my friends, as God's church, let us focus on our continuing missions in making disciples of Christ for the transformation of the world by following Jesus, who is our eternal guest and the host. And we would also become sincere, faithful, loving, and caring host by welcoming everyone and by sharing the eternal bread of life. Smell still good, right? Smell good. Please do not remain as a guest for the rest of your life. Be a host. Be a host now, a faithful, loving, and caring host, so that you can graciously welcome your guest into your heart and your community of faith. Share the bread of life with everyone. I'd like to close my sermon with verse 35. Please join me in reading this verse, verse 35. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Amen. Thanks be to God. Amen.